Fundamentals, number six. It should say fundamentals, what we need to know, number six. The Holy Spirit. Amen, John 14 and 26. All right. Tell you what we'll do. I got a lot of verses here. Who wants to take 1 John 5 and 6? That first one there, 1 John that where it says the Holy Spirit, John 5 and 7, that's wrong. That was a typo. It's supposed to be 1 John 5, 6 and 7. Who wants to get that? 1 John 5, 6 and 7. Raise your hand right quick. Susan. Okay. Who wants to do Luke 11 and 20? Robert. Okay. Who wants to do Hebrews 9 and 14? Malachi. Who wants to do Psalm 139 and 7? Geraldine. She raised her hand for all of them, and I started back coming this way. Luke 1 and 35. Luke 1 and 35. Teresa. Yeah. 1 Corinthians. I want to do 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. Melissa? Okay. Okay. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, 10, 11, and 14. I added a couple on that one. Sarah. She volunteered, I heard her. John, okay, we won't read John 14, 26 again. That's what our scripture verse is, but we'll go back, tie that in. John 16, and well, I'll get these done through here, these John, because they'll be easy and close together. Matthew 18 and 20. Brother Robert. All right. Okay, John 14 and 16. Allison. John 14, 16. It's number 3 down at the Comforter. Okay. John 16 and 7. Marge. Okay. Yeah, that's done up here. That's a repeat from up top. But Margie, why don't you do 16, 12 through 13? Okay. 2 Timothy 2. I want to do 25 and 26. Kevin? Kevin's got that one. Amen. And then we'll do the Johns. We'll be already at in John, so I'll do them. I'll do. Huh? Revelation. Yeah, somebody want to do Revelation 12 and 10? Velma? Okay. Huh? Yeah, we'll get them. Romans. No, Sarah's got Romans 8, 9, 11. 8, 9, 9, 10, 11, 14. Okay, all right. So, and we're off. John chapter 14, verse 26. We'll start with this. Now, we're talking tonight about the Holy Spirit. Now, I was tempted. I was going on into, we're going to look at salvation, redemption, all those things. But we got to get all these Godheads in order before we can start even looking. And without the Holy Spirit, you ain't going to be able to think about a salvation or redemption. Amen? Without the Holy Spirit, none of that comes to our mind. Without the Holy Spirit, none of that will make sense to us. And without the Holy Spirit, none of that is needful to us. But He's the one that reveals to us what we need so that we can get the help that we need for the time that we need it in. Amen? Praise the Lord. So John 14 and 26... The Bible says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father God, we thank you and praise you for this evening. Thank you for this opportunity to come together, Lord, in your house. Thank you for your people. God, we thank you tonight even for this, this mindset of a desire to know more about you. Lord, that we could be prepared for that place that you're prepared for us. God, we ask you, Lord, now just to help us. God, give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech. God, I pray that you'd give us a heart of receptive to the words of God. Lord, it might move in and take up its abode in these lessons, God, that they might stir out in our soul and give us that help, God, that we need, that we might be a help to someone else. And Lord Jesus, we'll love you and we'll thank you for all that you're doing for us. God, we thank you for the good spirit of revival, God, that we feel around here. God, we thank you for what you're doing down in our souls, God, to help us to get ready for a soon coming Savior, Lord. And Lord, we're looking for you to touch us. God, we're looking for you truly to speak to us in a revival and a stirring of our souls and giving us that, oh God, that'll help us, God, to be ready, looking and longing for a precious Savior in these last days we live. Lord, we'll love you. We'll thank you. Even thank you for the sweet gospel that we've heard the last few weeks, last few days, and especially today, God, with the death of Billy Graham. God, we pray, Heavenly Father, you'd just continue to touch. God, that you'd use it for your glory, God, that you might get all the preeminence and everything that's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Who is the Holy Spirit of God? I want to say tonight, it's not a it, it's he. Amen. Sometimes we say it, but it's not it, it's he. It's the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God. Number one, we see the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. That's who he is. He's the third person of the Trinity. There's God the Father is the first person. He revealed himself in human form. Amen? He revealed himself, the second blank is human form, H-U-M-A-N, which was none other than Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So he revealed himself in spiritual form as the Holy Spirit. He revealed himself in spiritual form as the sweet Holy Spirit. So Susan, you got 1 John 1, 5, and 6 and 7. 6 and 7, I'm sorry. Chapter 5, verse 6, 7. Amen. So he says that there's three that bear witness in heaven, amen? The Trinity. That's what we're talking about. A lot of people today, I want me to say this, a lot of people today are disregarding or disallowing the Trinity. They're saying there's no such thing as a Trinity of God. I want to say, according to God's Word in 1 John chapter 5, there is such thing as the Trinity. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. There's God, the Word, and the Spirit, amen? Who's the Word? The Bible said the Word is Christ Jesus, amen? Praise God. Without Him, we wouldn't know nothing. Praise God. He sends it to us through the Spirit, which is the Spirit of God. Amen. The Spirit of God begins to reveal it to us. So we see here, we see the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost. These three, and the Bible says, these three are one. So what does that mean today to me and you? That means God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are all three God.
Amen.
The very essence and the character of who God is, the attributes of God, is all in these three persons. Amen. That we know in our King James Bible as the Trinity of God. Amen. It says, for there are three that bear record in heaven. Amen. So where's records kept? I want to say the best records are kept, the best place for records, praise God, is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing there. There's nothing, neither rust or malts or rust that corrupts. They're kept in security, praise God. And God's got perfect records. And if he ever needs anything, records, he's got records of himself. He's got records of the Son, and he's got records of the Spirit, praise God, that bear witness to you and I.
Amen.
Amen. And God's so good to us, Brother Rex, that he sends that to us in the volume of a book to help our heart to be drawn closer to him than we've ever been. And these last days, praise God, I thank God for that. I feel the presence of God in my heart the last couple of weeks. I tell you, God's just stirring in me. Every time I turn around, I'm getting the cane habits. Amen. I run into a dear brother over at the Haywood Hospital yesterday morning, boy. Me and him got over on holy ground about 20 minutes. I mean, me and Brother Elledge got over, Chad Elledge over from Leicester Baptist, we got over in holy ground. He just got the praising and revival and a stirring down in our souls, praising and rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. Why? Because that's real. And God's given it to us in these last days. I mean, he always has, but we've been neglecting it. I mean, we've turned our back on him. We've been chasing after so many things, and we forgot about the goodness of God. Amen? But now the Holy Spirit of God's trying to move on us, and he's trying to point us in the direction. So you know what? Just forget about that mess, and just come back and get that good part.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you what, I thought he's going to break open here Sunday morning. I believe that one more person just stood up minded the Lord. Amen? We could have got on here at the house of God. They wouldn't have been no preaching. There'd have been some testifying praises and jumping pews, amen, and hallelujahs are going on. Amen. That's why we don't need to grieve the Holy Ghost of God. Little Miss Marty stood up over there praising the Lord, and I tell you what, I was about to have me a spell. Man, just bragging on what God had done. He birthed a notable miracle in her. Amen. And then other people started popping up, you know, how God done a miracle in them for them too. We began to say, how's that come about? By the Holy Spirit of God. God moving in the hearts and the minds of people, praise God. Because of who He is. So who is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit? Or who the Holy Spirit is the way I got that phrase. I done that way on purpose. Who the Holy Spirit is. Not who He is, but who the Holy Spirit is. Number one. Amen. It means that the Spirit of God. Amen. That's who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit of God. The means by which God works. Amen. He's the Holy Spirit of God. That's the means, the very means and the person. Amen. The person by who God works. That's who gets the job done. We live in a day, and I hear it all the time on these preachers on the radio, and it breaks my heart. Because they'll say, bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. And they say, if you did that, now you're saved. God help, that's a lie. Amen. You say, well, preacher, ain't that way? Yeah, the Holy Ghost, God dealt with your heart. Amen. But they always leave that part out. They say, you bow your head, say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Amen. They pray God, without the moving the Holy Ghost God, the work of the Holy Ghost of God, to show you your lost condition, you'll not be saved. Amen. Why? Because you can't bow your head with a sincere heart and say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Pray God, if you don't really realize that you're lost. Amen. You don't ever realize that you're an old sinner in need of a Savior. Amen. Say amen, preacher. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's right. Amen. So through the Spirit. Now watch this. I will show you this. Through the Spirit, the finger of God. Amen. So through the Spirit, we see the finger of God. Brother Robert, have you got that? Luke 11 and 20. Amen. Jesus said, now you've got this. This is where Jesus was casting out the devils. Now the Pharisees said, well, it's by Beelzebub, the god of the devils, that you did that. Amen. But Jesus said, you know what? He ain't the God of the devils, praise God. He said, let me tell you what happened. He said, but if with the finger of God cast out devils. Amen. So it's the Holy Spirit of God that He said was casting out those devils. That's the finger of God. That's what works in the world. Without the finger of God, a moving, praise God, and pointing things out to a world that's lost and undone, praise God, nothing will be done. Nobody will be saved. People won't get no help. Amen. But when the Holy Spirit of God points a finger at it, praise God, I'm glad, glory be to God, I like it when He points down in my soul and says, you know what? That ain't right. Amen. That, you need to work on that, boy. Yep. Amen. Praise God, you know what I say? Yes, sir. Yep. Praise God, show me the book. I'll get her fixed up, praise God. Quick, fast, and hurt. I won't be pleased. How do I know? The finger of God pointed out. Amen. He was casting out devils by the finger of God, that Holy Spirit. Amen. A, the Holy Spirit's deity and divine attributes. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit's deity, D-E-I-T-Y, and His divine, D-E-V-I-N-E, attributes. He is. Now we got four right here, the four attributes of the Holy Spirit. You probably know what they are already. But what I want to do, I want to look at the Scripture, and I want you to tell me what that attribute is. Amen? Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. Melissa? Oh, Malachi, I'm sorry. Yeah. I put an M, that's the wrong M. Malachi, Hebrews 9:14. Amen. So how much more should what? No, through the eternal Spirit. Remember, we're looking at the Holy Spirit tonight. Amen. Took the blood of Jesus, probably got, praise God, to make it possible. But He said that it's through the eternal Spirit that he offered himself without spot to God. So number one is one of the deity and the attribute of God. He is eternal. The Holy Spirit, he is eternal. E-T-E-R-N-A-L. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 says, the Holy Spirit, that he is eternal. Amen. That kind of sounds like God, don't it? Amen. He's eternal. Amen. Amen. All right. Psalms 139, 7 through 10. Amen. So what does that tell us? What's the attribute right there that he's talking about? Now he's talking about, he said, for thy spirit. So he's talking about the Holy Spirit of God. And the psalmist David is saying the Holy Spirit of God. He said, no matter where I go, he said, I can't get away from him. It means he's omnipresent. So everywhere you go, if you're a child of God this morning, this evening, praise God. If you're a child of God, everywhere you go, the Holy Spirit of God's there with you. Now we may disallow him, put him in a dark corner. You know, and like I've said before, say, you know, if I need you, I'll call you. But he's there to help you if you'll let him. Amen. So not only is he eternal, but he's omnipresent. Amen. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Teresa. Amen. So what he's talking about here, he's talking about the Holy Spirit of God coming upon this virgin, this Jewish virgin. Amen. The power to intervene. Amen. So what is the power to intervene? That's omnipotence. Amen. Omnipotent. So not only is he eternal and omnipresent, he's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He has the power, glory be to God, he has the power to intervene in your life. Praise God. Hey, you, something's going bad for you. Praise the Lord. Just shout and praise God and cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll send the Spirit, praise God, to intervene in your life. Amen. I'm looking every day, Brother Jeff, for him to intervene in my life. These things I can't handle. These things too big for me. But praise God, there's a holy God of glory through the Holy Spirit of God can intervene in my life. Amen. And he longs, and he'll intervene in yours too if you'll let him. Amen. Intervention. So he's eternal, he's omnipresent, omnipotent. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. Melissa, this is you. Amen. So did you get that? So he said, here we go back to the beginning. The Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, he gives us that we need. He gives us an eternal, omnipresent, it's omnipotent, and it's omniscient. He gives us the knowledge, amen, to do what God would have us to do, to be what God would have us to be. The Holy Spirit of God gives us freely. God says, I ain't going to even charge you for this. See, in the world we live in, that'd be an extra charge, upcharge for this. Amen? So you want a little knowledge? God said, I'm going to have to charge you for that. But here the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, you know what? That God gives us freely, there, man, the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is free, and he gives us knowledge through the Spirit. He gives us godly wisdom through the Spirit, and it don't cost no extra. He said, all you got to do is pull up the table and dine. Praise God, he'll fill your cup. So we see the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the Trinity, is the very Spirit of God. He's the one that does the works of God. Amen? Amen. Number two, he's the Spirit of Christ. Amen? He's the Spirit of Christ. In Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Sarah's got that one. You thought I'd forget, didn't you? She was hoping. So, Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and 10, Sarah. Hold on a minute right there. That means you don't belong to him. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, if Christ's Spirit's not in you, the Holy Spirit's not in you, the Spirit that he sent you, we're going to show you in a second, praise God, then you're not his. Amen. You know that you're his because you have the Spirit. Amen. Sarah, go ahead and read verse 11. Amen. Because that Spirit, so that quickening Spirit, that Spirit that makes alive. So how does it make alive? Sarah, go back and read verse 10 now. I'm sorry. I made you skip that one. Amen. So we've been given the righteousness of who? Christ Jesus, our Lord. So he said, you that were dead in your sins and trespasses and sin, he said, you've been quickened and made alive in Christ Jesus. And God's given you that through the Spirit, amen, so that you can have life, and we got it in abundance. So how do you know you have that life? Sarah, read verse 14 of Romans 8. So how do you know you're a son of God? You're led by the Spirit. Amen? Let me ask you a question now. What's leading you through this world? Well, I would hope so. I would hope so. Everybody say, the Spirit of God's leading me. But I wonder how much of our life is occupied by the Spirit of God. In other words, I wonder how many miles of our travels are being occupied by the Holy Spirit leading us in the way God would have us to go. Because see, we're going to look in a minute, He's not leading us in the way that He wants us to go. Amen. He's leading us in the way God wants us to go. Amen. So we see that said we are led of the Spirit. So He said that Spirit, that power. Amen. Number one, the Spirit is Christ, the Spirit of Christ. Number one, He is sent in the name of Christ. John chapter 14, verse 26, we read in your hearing in the beginning, amen, that Comforter would come, which is the Holy Spirit of God, and that He would minister to us and through us and give us that we need. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, there it is, send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. So He said that He is sent in the name of Christ to do that work. Number two, He is the Spirit sent by Christ. Amen. He's the Spirit sent by who sends Him? Christ does. Amen. See, a lot of times we hear this stuff in the world. I remember growing up, I remember Miss Jeep and I was in churches, I remember people telling me this, but they never did show me. I'm kind of like the man from Missouri. Sometimes I say, could you show me? Amen. Makes more sense to me when you show me. So John 16 and 7, he says this. He said, nevertheless, tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, watch this, I will send Him unto you. So where does the Holy Spirit come from? It comes from Christ, who's sitting at the throne of grace, praise God, who knows exactly what me and you need, you and I need, and He sends the Holy Spirit to minister for us. Amen. He don't just minister to us. He ministers for us. The things that God's sending us from the throne of grace. Those things that'll help us, praise the Lord. So He sent in the name of Christ. He sent the Spirit is sent by Christ. Number three, He is the Spirit by which men are born again. John chapter 3, verse 5 through 8. Very familiar passage. John chapter 3, verse 5. And Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb be born? Jesus answered, John 3 and 5, said, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit. Now, water is the type of the Word, amen, and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So how do we know? A while ago, why did I say we know what the Word's saying? Because the Spirit of God reveals it to us. That's why people's all time picking up this blessed old King James Bible, and they say, well, I don't understand it. The Bible says it itself that it's spiritually discerned. Amen. You get to picking up this Bible and you get to looking for Christ in the Bible. Praise God. God through Christ, amen, will show you through the Spirit what God's got to say to you. Amen. And it'll make sense. Amen. Yeah, you know the author. Amen. When you know the author, it's easier to read the book. You know his mindset. Praise the Lord. So he said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of spirit is spirit. He said in verse 7, said, marvel not, I say unto thee, that's you and me, you and me, must be born again. So we have to be born from above, a spiritual birth. Jesus said you had that physical birth, amen? But he said you've got to have that spiritual birth, that new birth, that rebirth, praise God, in order to get into heaven. That's why I said a while ago, there's a lot of teaching today that's not doctrinal. They're saying, you know, just any time that you want to, you can accept the Lord Jesus Christ and float off into glory. It don't work that way. There's got to be an unction, a move of the Holy Spirit of God to show you your need of salvation so that you can be born again. Amen. A little prayer, maybe a tear won't work without Christ in it. Christ ain't in it unless the Holy Spirit of God's in it. And you're begotten by the Word. The Holy Spirit, the Word will show you, point through the Spirit, amen, to your need of salvation. Praise the Lord. So we see that He is the Spirit by which men are born again. He is the means by which Christ maintains the believer. M-A-I-N-T-A-I-N-S. He's the way that Christ maintains the believer. I preached one time on God's maintenance program. Remember that? Several years ago? God's got a good maintenance program. I'm from an old maintenance man background. And I'm a firm believer in maintenance. Now, when you work in factories, they don't push maintenance, they push production. But they don't realize without maintenance, praise God, there won't be no production. Now, Brother Jeff gets in his big old truck, amen, and he heads out. But if they don't maintain that little truck, praise God, he ain't going to go far. Amen? So he's got, in order for them to do that, they've got to have a maintenance program. In order for us to go any distance, call with Christ, praise God, we've got to have a maintenance program. Or we won't go far. You'll get down the road just a little way, you try to do it by yourself without a maintenance program, and you'll break down. And the breakdown is sad. They used to come and we'd have a breakdown, and I'd tell them, I'd say, we need to shut this down. There's a problem. Something's not right. You know, you'd have little glitches in it. It wouldn't be behaving well in the production run. I said, we need to shut this down. If not, we're going to have a failure. And it's all, we got to get the production. We got to get it out the door. We got customers waiting. Amen. And I'm saying, well, you know, if we could shut it, give me 2 hours. We got to keep her running. Well, next thing you know, the thing's dead in the water. It's quit. And son, they're chomping on you like piranhas. What's going on? What's happened? What I've been trying to tell you for 3 days is going to happen. Amen. It needed some attention. Hey, listen, sometimes me and you need some attention. Amen. Need a little maintenance from the Holy Spirit to help us along. Amen. We need a maintenance program. Christ maintains the believer. John chapter 1 in verse 12. He said, but as many as receive Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on His name. So He said, no, first thing you got to have some power. Amen. Without power, nothing runs. Amen. You take something that's a running long well, you pull the plug, praise God, it ain't going to go far. Amen. It'll just quit. I was a vacuuming the other day, boy, and I was a getting her done. Amen. I done made rounds and cooked supper and everything else, and I was trying to get the floor swept before Teresa come home. Amen. Before I had to go stir the beans again. Amen. And I was a hurrying all. I wasn't paying attention. Next thing you know, I jerked that booger out of the wall. Guess what happened? The end of the work. The work was done, praise God. God done lost power. See what's happening? What's happening in the world today and in our churches today, praise God, is we've lost the power. We've become unplugged, praise God, and we need to plug back in. We need to love the Lord, love each other, love God's church, love our families, and love the Lord supremely all over again. Amen. And we'll get plugged back in.
Amen.
Amen. That's the beginning of the maintenance program, keeping the power on. Amen. John chapter 4, verse 10. John chapter 4, verse 10. So Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it was said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of Him, He would have given thee living water. Alright, so you got the power, praise God, and you ain't not a whole lot of anything that'll run without water. Amen? Now a camel can go several days without water, but he still has to have water. And he said, but that Holy Spirit of God is part of that maintenance program, praise God. He gives us that life-giving water. Amen. Amen. Without it, praise God, we, as part of our maintenance program, we don't go very far. But when we get the living water, praise God, we get the running well. Amen. John chapter 7, verse 38. John 7 and 38. He said, he that believeth in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, what is that living water? That's the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. That's that heaves up from the depths of your soul, praise God, into encouragement for life. That's a maintenance program that'll get you excited about what's going on in your heart, down in your soul, praise God. I believe what's happening in the world today, in our churches today, the Holy Ghost of God ain't been real in so long, praise God, we forgot what it feels like. And when we do see it and feel it, praise God, it scares you to death. I seen a preacher one time up north, I was up there, and he was a preaching, and boy, God, he had a good message, and he was starting to really get into it. And boy, you could just see the Holy Ghost of God starting to get a hold of him. And you know what he did, Brother X? He said it in, and he just stopped. He quenched the spirit just as dead as I am. He said, I was about to get excited. I thought to myself, glory to God, why'd you quit? Amen. He was about to get to where it was good, where it was juicy and good, praise God, and he quenched the spirit. Amen. God help it, we never quench the Spirit. That's that living water, that flowing water of the Spirit that comes out of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if Christ maintains the believer. Number five, he is called the Spirit of Christ because he came to glorify Christ. Look at John chapter 16, verse 14. John 16, 14. He shall glorify me, talking about the Spirit of truth that's coming. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen? So he said he is the Holy Spirit of God is there to glorify Christ. You know, the Holy Spirit of God will never mention himself. The Holy Spirit of God will never brag on himself, what he's doing. Praise God, but I like what he does. He does the work of the finger of God, and he does it but through the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Spirit of Christ. He does it through him, praise God, that Christ might get all the glory. Amen. Everything he shows us, everything he teaches, he wants us to know that it's coming from our Savior in heaven to encourage our hearts. Praise God, just a little ways further. Amen. Praise the Lord. He came, so the Spirit of Christ, because he is called the Spirit of Christ because he came to glorify Christ. Amen. Number six, the glorified Christ is present in the church and in believers by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Robert, you have Matthew 18 and 20. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, where two are, that Jesus is speaking. This is red writing. Amen. So where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Now wait a minute. So if me and Brother Rex is gathered together in the Lord's name, we come to worship and praise Him and pray to Him and seek His face or whatever we're doing. Amen. Then the Bible tells here that He's here in the midst. How could He be in the midst when He's in portals of glory? Because the Spirit of God, because He's the one that sent Him, because Christ sends Him, praise God, to be in the middle of it. Amen? So when me and Rex get here, we're hugging, loving each other, we're praising God, we're praying, we're magnifying, giving Him glory, praise God. You know what? Rex may be here, Brother Rex, I may be here, but praise God, right in the middle of the Holy Ghost of God. Praise God. He's a stirring, He's a plowing, He's a doing. Praise God what the Holy Ghost of God does to give us that encouragement for the journey. Praise the Lord. He said, where He is, praise God, He's right there in the midst. Amen. He's present in the church because He's present in the believers. Amen. We done read it. I think Sarah done read that in the Romans 8, 9 through 11. So we won't read it again. We've already read it. But praise God. He said that it's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of Christ. Amen. And He's there in the midst of you and I. He's the Savior of your soul. He's that indwelling Spirit that lives in us, praise the Lord, to give us that help we need. Amen. So we got God, the Spirit of, He's the Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of Christ. And He's the, number three, He's the Comforter. Amen. He's the Comforter. John chapter 14, verse 16. John 14, 16. Amen. Where does the Comforter come from? From the Lord. See, there he said, I'll pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He, the Comforter, may abide with you forever. Amen. Pray God. He said He sent. This is where it gets bigger than I am, Miss Velma. I ain't that big. My mind can't comprehend how the God of heaven, through the Holy Spirit of God, can move in my, kick off His shoes, take an abode in my heart, and live in this old sinner. I can't comprehend that, but I believe it. I believe that He does. He comes and lives in me, indwells me, becomes the Lord of my life, praise God. Amen. So, A, the Comforter, the word Comforter, Parakletos in the Greek, means, A, one called to the side of another. Amen. One called to the side of another. Amen. In John chapter 16, in verse 7, He said, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away, for I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you." Amen. He said, there's going to be one, a Comforter is going to come to you. He's going to come alongside you. Amen. Going to be there with you. That was Malachi left. Amen. He said, apparently it's Greek. He said, He's coming alongside you, one who comes to the side of another. Man, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He comes alongside us to help us. Amen. Praise the Lord. You notice He don't come behind you. Amen. He come along behind you. In other words, what He's saying here, even God through the Holy Spirit saying, you know what? The Holy Spirit ain't supposed to be there to clean up your messes. Amen. He ain't supposed to pick up after you. He's supposed to go alongside you and help you so you don't get in any messes. Amen. He's supposed to guide you and lead you in the path of righteousness for Christ's name's sake. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So He's one called to the side of another. Amen. B, for the purpose of helping him in any way. Look at John 16, verse 12 through 13. Miss Margie, you got it? Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you know what? He said, I've got a lot of things. We preached on this a while back. Jesus got a lot of things to tell Him, but we can't bear them now. He said, so much it would overwhelm you. But He said, I'm going to send you another. So I'm going to send you a Comforter. And it said, the Spirit of truth. And He said, howbeit when He... Now notice He didn't say when it. Because like I said, because He's the Holy Spirit of God is the third person of the Trinity. He's a real person of the Trinity. Said, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself. Remember we said that? He'll glorify Christ. But whatsoever He shall hear, amen. Now you got to just think about this. The Holy Spirit of God, He's sitting around the throne of grace, and praise God, He's listening to what's going on. Amen. And He's getting into the centermost part of the mind of God, so that He can come down to me and our spirit don't know exactly, but the Spirit of God, He takes that it comes and it brings it interacts with our spirit. And He gives us the wisdom and the knowledge and the truth of God. Amen. So He begins to show you things to come. Verse 14 says, He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Amen. So what He's given you is the things I have to give to you. Praise the Lord. Bless His name. So His purpose of helping Him in any way. Praise the Lord. In number C, He said to stand beside of in everyday life, L-I-F-E, trials, T-R-I-A-L-S, difficulties, D-I-F-F-I-C-U-L-T-I-E-S, and even dangerous, D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S, situations. Amen? To stand beside you. Holy Spirit's there to stand beside you in everyday life, trials, difficulties, and even dangerous situations. Brother Kevin, you got 2 Timothy 2, 25 and 26. Amen. So the devil just comes down and gets them at his will, and he grabs them and hangs on to them. But he said, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves. Amen. Did you know that if you ain't careful, you'll be in opposition even against yourself? These that's lost and undone and rebellious in this world are in opposition even of themselves. Hey, they's help out there for them, and they just won't receive it. And they keep going down the same road, as I said so many times, expecting someday to see a different result. And they never see it. But he said that if God preadventure will give them repentance to the, now watch this, the acknowledging of the truth. He said the truth is there, and the truth will set them free, but you got to acknowledge that there's truth. Amen. We won't live in a gray blob of a world without any truth. There's no absolutes. We're living in a world that there's no absolutes. They're trying to figure out what to do about these kids killing kids. Amen. I tell you what they need to do about that. They need to get back to God. Amen. Need to get back to God. Need to get back to pray and get back to worshiping the Lord. Need to get family back in the house of God. Amen. Worship. We're worshiping and walking God together. Amen. He said, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil. Amen. That they'll recover themselves. Get out of that trap. That trap will hang on to you, won't it, Brother Jeff? Amen. I remember a few years ago, I built a trap, put out here, and Brother Jeff got, he stuck his foot in it. Couldn't get it out. The more he pulled, the tighter it got, and he was biting his leg. Amen. That's what happens. The snare devil get a hold of you, hang on to it. But for the Holy Ghost of God, he'll come along, amen. He'll come along beside you in life and trials and tribulations and dangers, everyday situations, praise God, and he'll show you a way out. Amen. Without him, we can do nothing. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Comforter, praise God. B, Christ works. Where's Christ work from? What's the home office? Heaven. Amen. While Christ works in heaven as our advocate against the accuser of the brethren. Miss Velma, you got that in verse Revelation 12 and 10. Whew, glory. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. He's talking about that when that battle takes place in heaven. Amen. One day, the old accuser's going to be cast down. Amen. Not to enter in no more. There'll be no more accusing of the brethren. Praise God. Amen. And he said because of that work that Christ is doing in heaven. Amen. While Christ works in heaven as our advocate against that old accuser of the brethren, the Holy Spirit works on earth to silence the earthly adversaries. While Christ works in heaven, the Holy Spirit works on earth to silence the earthly adversaries through the victories of our faith. Through the victories of our faith, which overcomes the world. In John chapter 16, in verse 33. John chapter 16, verse 33. The Bible says this, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're in Christ Jesus, praise God. Just go ahead and lift up your hands and say, glory, victory has come. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're done winners through faith. Our faith has set us free. We're victors. That snare of the devil, praise God, has been broken asunder, and we're free. Praise God. Because of the Holy Spirit. Because of that comforter, that consoler that comes along and helps us. Praise the Lord. Amen. See, the Holy Spirit will see us through. Jesus says, in effect, I have brought you a little way in the knowledge of my doctrine. Amen. He, the Holy Spirit, will bring you all the way. Amen. And we've seen that in John 16, 12 through 13. He said, I have many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them all now. He said, howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. Amen. Into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you all things. Remember, I told you He's hearing all the magnificent God, all the things of God, and He can bring all the things of God right down here to me and you, deliver them right to us. Praise God! That's what the Holy Spirit of God does. So it's the Spirit of God, it's the Spirit of Christ, and it's the Comforter. Amen. That we need. They so much more about the Holy Spirit of God, about Christ. I mean, you ain't no way you could take the rest of the year and preach on the Holy Spirit or Christ or all these things that we're talking about. But we're looking at fundamentals. We're getting a ground and a base, amen, on which we can build a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? That we need to be strong. That maintenance program that Christ has given us, amen, through the Spirit of God, His Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody got anything on your heart? Any questions or comments? Amen. Thank God for His Holy Spirit. Amen. That Spirit you feel. Ain't you glad you can feel Him? Now I know, you know, everybody says it ain't about feeling. But I thank God that you can feel the presence of God. Amen. Amen.